never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the author, screenwriter, and musician James McBride. He won the 2013 National Book Award for his latest novel, The Good Lord Bird. James McBride, welcome.
Thank you.
So let me ask you the question. What are you reading?
I'm reading two books. I'm reading Robert Caro's book on volume one of his series on Lyndon Johnson called The Path to Power, and I'm also reading volume four of the Spider-Man Ultimate Universe series based on the new Black Spider-Man.
Oh, cool. So let's talk about Robert Caro. You're liking it for what reasons?
I was always fascinated by Lyndon Johnson. And so this book takes his life from the time he's born, really goes back into his history to his parents and his grandparents, and takes us up through his rise into Congress. And it's fascinating. It talks about East Texas and the poverty and the difficulty of life, and his father, who was a very, very honest state legislator who really kind of died in obscurity. It also talks about Franklin Roosevelt and how Johnson worked with the Roosevelt administration, even though he really didn't believe in some of the New Deal business, but he was such a clever and crafty politician that he used Roosevelt and Roosevelt's power, ultimately become a senator, and later with that same acumen became vice president, and then of course he was shoved into the presidency. But it's a fascinating look at how American politics works. And it also talks about the great Sam Rayburn, who was the Speaker of the House, who I never knew very much about.
In your book, The Good Lord Bird, we talked about this when you were on our show, Marilyn Morning. You talked about making history accessible. You write a beautiful novel, tells the story of John Brown. Is this book accessible to you? I think a lot of people are kind of intimidated by the Caro series, or, you know, Parting the Waters and the King series by Taylor Branch, the sort of the big histories, even though they are, I think, beautifully written. But is this it's pretty deep in the weeds, obviously, but are you finding it easy to read?
Oh, yeah. Writers like Taylor Branch and Robert Caro can put it together like a novel. They bring you back to that moment. Those are the great historians among us. But this book is real easy to read. The characters are like people you'd meet in novels. He labors the point a little bit. Sometimes he spends a whole chapter talking about stuff that I have to like shove through the pages. But essentially, the really good ones can just stop in place and just bust into solo. And Caro can do that. And Taylor Branch can do it. Richard Ben Kramer could do it. The great ones can do that.
You're also reading the Ultimate Universe series. Tell us a little bit about the new Black Spider-Man.
I have a 12-year-old, and he loves comics, and I always love comics. And I love the original Spider-Man. And this is about the new Spider-Man. The original Spider-Man dies, and a Black Spider-Man takes over, a young Black kid named Miles Morales. And it's really good. Like, he doesn't want to be Spider-Man. He has a lot of ambivalence. And then his mother dies, and he's a city kid going to a private school. His best friend is like this dweeb named Genki. It's just really, really well written, and I just love it.
Well, James McBride, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. James McBride, he's reading the first volume in Robert Caro's biography of Lyndon Johnson, The Years of Lyndon Johnson. It's called The Path to Power. It's published by Knopf. He's also reading volume four of the Spider-Man Ultimate Universe series, published by Marvel Comics. James McBride's latest novel is The Good Lord Bird. We've got a link to more information on our website. Come to wipr.org/whatareyoureading. You can hear all of our What Are You Reading conversations on the last Friday of every month during All Things Considered. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again, yes sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.